God, it's so nice to actually have you guys over to my new place. Sorry it's lacking a lot of furniture and we have to sleep on the floor. But to be fair, I do have tons of covers and pillows as well. And these beers, which have all miraculously been finished in 3 hours. Thanks, guys. That was impressive. Honestly, I don't mean to be a party pooper, but maybe we can get into bed and get ready to sleep soon. We can still mess around on our phones and stuff. That's not gonna bother me.
I guess I am pretty tired, and it would be nice to warm up under the covers. The space heater doesn't work as well as advertised. I knew I should have gotten the better one, but I'm a cheapskate when it comes to you.
Whore, whore. Hey, come on, into bed with us. Don't be scared. I'm sure going to bed one night without brushing your teeth isn't a big deal. Plus, we all smell of alcohol, so yeah, get in bed. You can go in the middle and we'll go on each side of you. You can warm us up since guys are always so much warmer.
Hey, riddle me this. How come we are all young adults, and we aren't in relationships, but see each other on a full-time relationship basis?
Stop, I was literally about to mention something like that. Now that I think of it, we haven't spent more than 2 days apart in 4 years. That's, impressive to say the least. I just got unlucky with boyfriends. None of them are as interesting as you guys. Sounds like a weird platonic thing going on, but for real. I don't know who could top you guys.
Actually, I always did want to ask why you haven't had a girlfriend.
Yeah, and what's your excuse? It's not like you aren't outrageously ugly or anything. Plus, you're doing all right in general. With whatever it is you got going on. I like that you're a little secretive. Makes you more alluring. I feel like the room is spinning a little. Why are you so tight and stiff? Don't you want to spread out so we can steal your body heat? Oh my god, is that a boner?
Wait, you have a boner? Is it the alcohol? It explains why you didn't want to get into bed with us. Is it too much for you to be snuggled up close and personal with two hot and steamy girls? I think I might be under the influence as well.
Well, there's no point in hiding it from us now. You're technically at a girl's slumber party, so what we say goes. Now, it's time for the main event. Look, if you didn't know, at slumber parties, you tell each other your experience and sex tips. Don't you want to share some stuff with us? I might even let you touch my boobs. And I'll let you in on a little secret. I got my nippies pierced.
Well, if she's offering that, I might let you rub over my pussy. Just over my thong, though. I'm super shy like that. And it has been a while since I've seen a dick. So, can we see yours? What if we pulled down your boxers at the same time? She takes one side, and I take the other. You aren't saying no, so does that mean you want us to? Nod your head and we will.
You're clearly spring-loaded. Oh, how on earth did you keep this a secret from us for so long? It's so thick and long. It's making my mouth water. Hey, Vari? Are you thinking what I'm thinking right now?
I think I am.
Mm. It's really been a while since I pleasured a man like this. The scent that's coming off you is strangely attractive. There's no point in denying how hard you are. When we're busy slobbering all over your cock. Why don't you just let us take over and get some relief that you've been needing? You said you didn't have any luck with your girlfriends, so why don't we fulfill that role right now? Those are tongues. Lick all over and suck you off. Be honest. What's it like looking down and seeing two girls attached to your cock? It's nice, isn't it? It makes you feel very wanted. Or do you want me to also kiss over your balls and rub them? Need to make sure you give us a big load now. Or all of this effort will be wasted. You wouldn't disappoint us now, would you?
I feel like my face is so red now. I've never done anything like this at all with two other people. I thought I would be super embarrassed. But I think I'm getting wet from this. I said you could rub me a little if you wanted to. I don't mind if you want to try that now. I'm actually having a lot of fun playing with you. Maybe we should get together more often like this. Purely to help each other with loneliness and sexual frustration. It's a good excuse, is it not? So let's have a taste of your cum. I can tell you're the kind of guy who gets stressed out a lot. You guys just have an incredible need to get your frustrations out, don't you? So you just have to accept her care for you, even if it is hanging out or us draining your balls.
I can speed up. See? It's going everywhere. Mixing with hers as well. You're getting completely covered by it. Why don't I pull my shirt down so you can see my piercing? I did promise you that, so why not you fondle my breasts a little? They aren't as big as hers, but I hope the view is good at least. I haven't had much practice giving blowjobs, but I think I want you down my throat. Sharing seems kind of hard like this, but I'm sure we can make it happen. I feel like I'm starting to crave your cum. Is that wrong of me to say? to empty your load without warning and forces to swallow down every last drop. What if we started begging? Maybe we could later when you're closer.
I feel like I've been missing Adam so much. Why didn't you tell us your cock would be so addictive? You know, we were saying about doing more, but I definitely want to do more. I think you're starting to like pre-cum as well. It's so salty, but that's only making me want to go harder on you. Providing you with that much pleasure, huh? I wonder if I could get addicted to serving you in return.
Fuck. I think you're really starting to get worked up. You're hitting the back of her throat so easily. Whose mouth is better? Don't you want to come in mine, big boy? Let me drink every last drop of cum. I promise I'm not a spitter. I'd love to feel you coat my throat as a reward for all this effort. Isn't that the best? When I take it all the way, my nose is pressed up against your crotch.
Don't come in her mouth. Are you kidding me? I'm doing way better with technique. I'm not forgetting her balls either, unlike her. Well, she did with some kisses at the start. Then forget they even existed. I know it's another pleasure zone for guys. Just to enhance the orgasm a bit more. You're throbbing so much, I can feel it. I'm surprised you've lasted this long, actually. Maybe secretly happy too. I just want you to come so hard you pass out. Think a girl like me couldn't manage that? Just give me a chance.
You're starting to pant.
He's about to. Please come for us.
Oh, God. I've completely coated my mouth. Just how much gum did you have for the both of us? Enough to share it between us.
The taste is so intoxicating. I kind of love it.
So, do you need us to give you some more relief?